This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You know that I don't like this, and this is my answer for what's going on. I actually think that a lot of the people who, if you're on the text line or on YouTube or on Twitter and all of those places that act like public opinion, but they're not because they all skew really, really negative. So those of you who think, oh, why aren't any of the reporters asking about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones? Oh, because Brock sucks. Yeah, that's not what's going on at all. And I don't think there are that many people who think that Mac Jones is just better than Brock or equal to Brock. Like, I don't think people in the league and I don't think people in the organization think that. I think the dynamic that's at play is our fan base has fallen into a complete and total Super Bowl or bust mentality. And some people will like that. I personally don't. Like, let me ask it to you this way. When the baseball season started this year, what were the chances that the Giants could finish in front of the Dodgers?
Probably, I'd say 1 in 8.
1 in 8?
A 12.5% chance.
To finish in front of the Dodgers.
In the regular season?
Yes.
Not much better than that.
I think it was more like 1 in 1,000,000.
No. I mean...
Well, I think that's what people thought.
Okay, fine.
My answer being, if the chances are that small,
right?
Why watch?
Well, you watch because of the wild card.
Okay.
And the Giants were right in that wild card race all the way to the end.
Aren't the Niners in the wild card race?
They are.
Aren't they in the division race?
I'm sure. They're 3-0 in the division. Yes, yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
And they're a half game out.
Great.
Yeah.
And they have a last place schedule, Sam.
I mean, does this do anything for you if the Niners make a wild card and then, you know, what if they even lose that week? But if the Niners just make the playoffs, does this do anything for you?
It does for me.
Same.
Right.
Same. But I that's my feeling, is these injuries have made the Super Bowl feel kind of unattainable. And I agree with that, by the way. I do not think right now the 49ers are in a Super Bowl mentality, Super Bowl or bust mentality as the trade deadline approaches. I don't think that they are. And I think that they're right to not think that way. But I'm not one of these people that's like, okay, so the season's over. Like, sports seasons to me have all kinds of things going on.
Right.
That can even at least house our enjoyment or our intrigue. Even if they don't lead to a championship, that doesn't mean that I allow front offices to just be like, yeah, whatever, we'll take your money and not try. Like, that's not what I'm saying at all. But there's an ebb and flow to these things, and if you can only get excited about this when your favorite team is a legit, true, one of the favorites to contend and win the whole thing, I don't know, I kind of feel bad for you. But I think that that's what's happened here. Fred Warner's hurt, Nick Bosa's hurt, things aren't going people's way. And so a lot of fans are just kind of like, eh. Brock, come back. Maybe he won't. I don't know. it just kind of feels blasé. And I don't share that, nor do I really understand that.
I get it, but to the defense of the beat reporters today who talked to Kyle Shanahan at about 12:30, 12:45 before practice, the first practice, Kyle really doesn't know like how Brock is and what Brock's able to do. And so it's a little bit of a tough spot because Brock hasn't played in a month. And, you know, Mac is coming off of a game where he got beat up on Sunday. And now you have a Wednesday practice. And I do think that they'll know more tomorrow and they'll know more at the end of today as well. But it doesn't mean the question shouldn't have been answered or asked. But I do think that right now in that moment, you don't really know. Like, Brock is going to go out there and play with a team. He wouldn't say if it's with the ones or the twos. Right. And, you know, he's going to go out there and play with one of the teams and we'll see how he goes. And Mac Jones, the same thing. And Adrian Martinez, yo, will be in the same boat. And I really don't think that they actually kind of know what the story is. But yeah, I kind of am playing off what you're saying about the blasé nature of it. It's not that the fans are blasé, but I do think that as we talk a lot about on this show, expectations versus hope. I think that right now you are leaning more toward hope. I hope they can make the playoffs. I hope they can be healthy.
Absolutely.
And I hope that maybe they can win a game. And I hope that maybe we can get a couple of games in January. But if you want to go back to the beginning of the year, even back, you know, to week two, the expectations were much stronger because, man, Fred and Nick, and we got a quarterback that we love, and Ricky Pearsall. My God, Ricky, early Ricky, and George for whatever, a couple of series in the opener. It's like, yeah, and Christian and the whole thing, we're humming. And now I do believe it's much more of a hope than an expectation.
No doubt. We got deflated. I understand that. But at the same time, I think to the point you're making, like every single week I look forward to these. I look forward to these games, and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to root for the team. And I'm going to assess based on the situations that are there. I don't like to watch sports with that whole idea of like, you're out there, so you do good. Damn it, that's the way it works. Like, no, I want the context of what's going on. And the Niners have experienced a lot of context this year that I think needs to be added to the conversation. And sure, it makes a great ending to the year much, much less likely, possibly even non-existent, depending on how you look at it. But I'm going to keep getting up on Monday and look into the next game and thinking, A, I hope they do really well, and B, I hope as many of their best players at each position are available as possible. That's my hope every week. So I very much hope that Brock Purdy, I'm not going to say does play, is able to play. I'm with a lot of people who agree, like, I don't want him rushed back again. What I hear the Niners saying is that we don't even really know what is rushed. It's hard, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? We thought he was okay last time, and then he wasn't. Could that happen again? Sure it could. So we've got to talk to the guy and test and try this out and try that out. But I just have not arrived at all at this spot where it's just like, yeah, whatever. Like, whichever quarterback plays, it's fine. Like, the Niners still have just a crap ton to play for here. 5-3. And I do think that they are, from an opportunistic standpoint, they're one of the seven teams that should go to the playoffs this year, even with everything that's going on.
It should be. And I do think, for me anyway, that's a bigger part of the question. Like, put aside the quarterback question, is Brock going to be good enough? Is he healthy enough? Is Mac even able to go out there and play? Put that question aside because we don't know. For me as a fan, I look at other things that the quarterback question aside, the O-line has to be better. The D-line has to be able to pressure the quarterback. The secondary, as we talked to Greg Cosell about, you've got to play a little bit more aggressively. And I use the word soft, and he was talking more about, you know, pressing up and being closer to offensive players. I think that there are other things you can look at beyond the quarterback question and say, well, okay, Brock or Mac, they could both, you know, one of them could play and they could play well and you could still lose because your O-line is not good enough. You can't run the ball. Your D-line doesn't pressure quarterbacks. You have one interception. Your secondary was mostly bad. So for me, it's a lot bigger than just, man, if we get the one quarterback back, we're going to be fine.
Let me ask you this, because this is all based off of a press conference earlier today where Brock was sort of lightly kind of asked about briefly a couple of times, but never was it asked, I don't know, Kyle, do you think he could play? Like, that was never asked. And Mac Jones' name did not come up.
Nope.
How many minutes was the press conference? Whole thing.
Probably about
12?
15, yeah, roughly. Okay.
Never came up. It never came up.
I'm looking at the transcript, and there's no mention of Mac or Jones.
Mac Jones did not exist in the press. And I'm sitting here going, what on earth would lead to that? So you said, and a few people have said this, like, Kyle's going to be evasive about that stuff. Well, do you ever find value in asking a question to someone, even if you know they're not going to necessarily give you a fully honest or forthcoming answer?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, that way they're at least on the record
Right, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Remember when they asked Kuminga a few weeks ago, do you want to be here? Do you think that whoever asked Kuminga if he wanted to be here, do you think that they thought that Jonathan might go, actually, I was thinking Sacramento, you know, about 10 degrees warmer, maybe about 4 more minutes per game, probably about 6 more points per game. So, yes, I'd like to be in Sacramento. And if that doesn't work, maybe Phoenix. That'd be good. They're going to suck, but whatever. But, you know, I'm not, so I'm here. No, he skipped to I'm here. And guess what? We all got something out of that, didn't we?
Yep.
Because you can infer something from the way someone answers something or the tone in their voice. I just find that to be our job. I find that to be our job. And so I thought it was a miss today at this entire press meeting with Kyle Shanahan.
Well, the question was, will Purdy get any first team reps today? And Kyle said he'll get some reps. I don't know which team, but he'll get some reps today.
But then
the follow-up was, did you not place Ricky, Yetur Gross-Matos, and Brock on IR because of numbers or because you thought they'd be back earlier? Yeah, because all of them were kind of week to week, so hoping that it could be faster. End of the Brock Purdy portion of the press conference.
Totally procedural. You know what I mean? Is he going to get first-team reps? Well, he might. I don't know, Kyle, like, what are the chances that he might play? And if Kyle's like, I got no idea. Great. Then let's hear Kyle say, I got no idea.
How's Mac? Like,
how's Mac doing?
Mac's not on the injury list.
That's good. That's good.
You know, he could say, well, he's not on the injury list and stuff. And
what are you asking exactly?
You know, he still has the PCL in his left knee and stuff. And there's reports of a bone bruise, but he's not on the injury report. So my assumption would be that he's fine.
I cannot imagine another situation where a football team with a winning record is 4 days away from a major football game. It is not known who's going to start at quarterback, and nobody asked who's going to start at quarterback. I can't imagine it. Like that, that doesn't exist. Baltimore did not have any press conferences the last 4 weeks where they were like, damn it, a guy's got in their car and they're like, I completely forgot to ask about Lamar.
Yeah.
Spent the whole time asking about the backup left guard.
Snoop Hundley.
What is happening?
Yeah.
But again, I'm open to the fact that I might be the one that's just off on an island here thinking that this is a big deal. Maybe everybody is just kind of like, yeah, lost season and Mac's pretty good. So doesn't matter.
No lost season. They're 5-3. The season's not lost. I do think that the one piece of it is that they don't really know. I'm not saying you don't ask it, but you don't know until they go out and practice today. And so once they practice today, you have a better idea of, did Brock like practice with the twos? Was he with the ones? Was he with the threes?
I hear you, but the question was asked on Monday. The question was asked on Monday in his conference call. And he literally, that's the sound that you all have heard where he's like, I don't think it's a long shot this week. He said that on Monday.
And then today was, I don't know which team, but he'll get some reps.
Okay. First of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Nick in Berkeley. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, so the amount of money they're paying Brock Purdy, I highly doubt he'll be back for this season, bro, unless we make the playoffs. if he's healthy enough to get in the playoffs, but between now and then, I don't even know, like, he'll be back. I mean, we play a few turf, you know, a few turf games, a few grass games, I think. I'm not sure what the ratio is on turf on grass, but he can't be out there on no turf, man, anytime soon. So, you got to be real careful with that. But I just want to say, there's no blasé, man. There's fans that blew that homestead and got money to go to the game to buy season tickets. And like I used to do, and then I finally earned enough to get some season tickets and barely get them every season. But I get them because I didn't have them as a kid. So I go with my daughter, and we blew, you know, our rear ends off up in the stands, and I yell and scream, and I'm not having it. There's no quit. And these guys are professionals, and they got pride and everything. But our offense, I mean, it's up to the coaches to scheme and all that. And so why would you give away who's starting anyways? Pull the Bill Belichick and don't give up no information. Or just, you know, say one thing and do another. But I'm just like, man, we got to keep our quarterbacks upright. And I don't know what Shanahan's reasoning is. Every season our quarterback gets hurt. We're always bringing in a backup every single year. And I mean, if that's the case, why you didn't go get Sanders? You know, you should have got him as a third string at least. Do something. I mean, he's not that bad.
You are so obsessed with Shedeur Sanders, Nick. I swear you could give us a call about Rafael Devers and it would end up on Shedeur Sanders.
All roads.
We hear you every week. Why are you so obsessed with Shedeur Sanders?
Because we've gone deep down the rabbit hole to our third string quarterback numerous times and they've all been ridiculously inept.
Well, but that has nothing to do with – but, Nick, that has nothing to do with Shedeur Sanders. The Cleveland Browns are the most awful quarterback franchise in America, and they've gone through three, if not more, quarterbacks already this year, and they didn't even have Shedeur as their backup last week. Doesn't that tell you something?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on in Cleveland. All I know is that I think he's probably – I don't know how good he is, really. I've seen him on TV. You know what I'm saying? I think he's been Shanahan's system, that's all, for some reason.
Okay.
But he remembers plays. Why not? But
yeah.
You know, we need a scrambling quarterback.
Okay.
If we don't have a line, we need somebody that can run around.
Yeah, which, by the way, thanks, Nick. His name's Brock Purdy. Like, he's scrambling. Really good. Really, really good at scrambling. Would love to see him play football this year. Have no idea if he's going to be out. And you're like, I hear you. You're totally right. Like, yeah, maybe Shanahan would just be like, I don't know. My stance is I'd love to hear Shanahan say, I don't know. Okay.
I'm still confused by your question.
But he doesn't know.
Not a confusing question. No, fine. Then let me hear you.
I'm not a doctor. So.
Like, we've done this every week where like he says something and then we go, ooh, sounds kind of like Mac, or sounds maybe like there's a window for Brock. You know what I mean? We started on Monday with, yeah, it's not a long shot. Not a long shot this time. I do like the question today of, like, what do you need to see this week in order for Brock to play? Here's his answer.
That he feels confident he's ready to go based off how his toe feels. I mean, he's going to look that way most likely getting out there. I mean, he gets out there and he's hobbling around and stuff. He won't be out there. So he's got to go out there and go through the practices and stuff and really let us know how good he feels, because it's hard to know what's going on with the toe, and they're really iffy things. And something, you know, last time we felt like he was feeling pretty good, looked pretty good in practice. And the game one hit and set him back 5 or 6 weeks, whatever this has been, 4 weeks. So it's kind of a sensitive situation, and hopefully getting some reps in practice and stuff will give him that confidence that it's better than it was last time.
Got some good info there.
Yep.
I thought that was a pretty interesting answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to figure out if this means something, because I respect all these people. These people are our friends. They know what they're doing. They know what stories they're writing. They know what they want to write about. And I guess that, you know, that's the other thing I should say. This to me, this means that they believe that all of you out there don't care. That's kind of what it says to me. They believe that you care more right now about a trade for a defensive lineman, Yetur Gross-Matos, Cleland Furl. They believe that matters more to you right now than any stories about lingering toes or who's going to play a quarterback this week.
It's because I think most fans would think the difference between Brock and Mac is a lot more narrow than the difference between Nick Bosa and Keon White, for example.
Well, that's probably true, but one of them's the quarterback.
Right, but the quarterback who's come in has won four games as the backup.
Yeah.
He's 4-2, and your starter is 1-1. So your backup is coming in one game. So I think that the majority of fans, and correct me if I'm wrong, 888-957-9570, the majority of fans are thinking, not that it doesn't matter, but I think if you're a fan and you go into New York, you're thinking, Mac or Brock, we still have the same chance to win against the Giants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
No matter who the quarterback is, that's my opinion.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
I mean, he's done a nice job as a backup. He's really done a nice job as a backup. His QB rating right now is 89. It's 21st in the league.
Yeah. Last game skewed it, I'm sure, pretty badly.
Maybe. I mean, like, but all these quarterbacks have a that game skewed it game.
Fine.
Do you know what I mean?
I get
like,
it, but I mean,
we don't do that for anybody. He's behind Caleb Williams, Tua.
You've got 11 backup quarterback wins this year, and he's got four of them. So.
No. Elite backup quarterback, but that's right. My point. I still view him as a backup. He's a backup quarterback.
Right, but this year he's taken on the majority of the snaps, and so.
Yeah.
He has not been the backup this year. He's actually quarterback more than the starter.
Well, let's compare him to other starters. Let's do it. His quarterback rating is below Justin Fields.
Okay. And quarterback rating is, to me, it's nonsense.
Then that's fine.
If you want to look at just how the team is done, and, you know, they have the number one passing offense in football. I know that, or they did into last week.
They did.
They don't need more after 130 yards or whatever they got.
Number one based on yards per game,
right.
not based on rating. They don't have the top DVOA of passing offenses
in the
league. Or EPA
and all the rest
of it. They have the most passing yards because they can't run.
Exactly.
So they throw the ball 40 times.
So the whole thing to me becomes back to what I've always said about complimentary football. And last weekend is a great example where you can ding him and the offense and all the rest of it. Yeah, you should because they were terrible, but they had the ball for 18 minutes.
I don't want to ding him. There's nothing to ding him on. He's been fantastic. But are we spinning that into, the Niners backup is a really good quarterback across the league? No.
No. I mean, he's not going to supplant Brock Purdy.
Right, so don't we want to get somebody back who in the past has shown the ability to be one of the better quarterbacks in the league?
If he is that guy. Yeah. And we don't know if he's that guy now.
You mean based on health?
Based on his toe.
And therefore, that's where I want digging.
But he doesn't.
Where's the digging?
None of them know. Like, Shanahan doesn't know until he sees
it.
And
let me hear you say it.
Right.
Let me hear you say it. He answered it somewhat on Monday.
Well, he answered it today.
They didn't know.
Is he going to get first team reps? Well, he's going to get reps. I'm not sure with what team and stuff. And so he's not going to tell you yet. And after,
no, but you can ask that so many different ways. Does he need to be the first team guy by Friday in order to play Sunday?
No, I get it. I'm not disputing what you're talking about as far as the journalistic questions. And Cam Inman come up in an hour. We can ask him, like, you know, what's the tone and what's the thought process behind the reporters? And, you know, are you going to be more aggressive? Like, tomorrow, Shanahan won't talk, but he will on Friday.
Yeah.
I think Kubiak talks tomorrow.
Well, Friday, he has to, you know, there'll be an injury report attached to the whole thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.